Aircheckdownloads.com.
Sea of Time, it's from the Rainbirds. And it's from an album. It actually says it here, Aus dem Album, which I believe is German for from the album. That's why I said that. Get this, this is the title of the album it comes from. Call me easy, say I'm strong, love me my way, it ain't wrong. Snappy, isn't it? It's just that kind of, you know, that kind of snappy title that you'll always remember and you'll be singing around the piano when you're 90. You know, Rainbirds. All right, talking of albums, how's that for a link into the next subject? The Beautiful South have an album out called, very ingeniously, Welcome to the Beautiful South. It's got two singles on it already, Song for Whoever and You Keep It All In, of which there are two versions, actually. One of them is the UK version and one of them is a version that they released over here. Now, the UK version hasn't got the bit at the beginning. I don't know if you're familiar with the song, but it kind of goes, what's the matter? Nothing. And all that kind of stuff, you know, they're talking to each other. It hasn't got that on the English version, and it's a lot quicker as well. I think we got the better one, to be quite honest with you. The more human one. Anyway, we've got the album here tonight, and we're going to be taking a few tracks off it. And the first track we're going to take between now and 3 o'clock is called From Under the Covers. This is Ireland's number one music, 2FM, I'm Niels Mahoney. Hope you're having a good night, whatever you're doing. If you're on your own at the moment, hope you're finding us to be a little bit of company. We'll look after you. Just stay there and we'll look after you all through the night. We heard Aretha Franklin, I Say a Little Prayer. Before that, Toto with Africa. Got that Toto sound to it. All their songs have that Toto sound to it. I tell you, if they changed their name, you know the way a lot of these bands try to have a sense of humour and they change their name and bring out a song and hope nobody recognises them. I bet if they changed their name to something ridiculous like Barney and the Beefers or something like that, they played a song and you heard it, you'd think to yourself, that's not them, that's Toto, isn't it? Well, not Toto, it's Toto. They got that kind of sound, the Toto sound. Anyway, there's a band with a song out called I Cry Myself to Sleep at Night, and they're called Romeo's Daughter, which just goes to prove they were lying to us all along. Romeo and Juliet, they did it, didn't they? It's 1:28, Wednesday morning. This is Niels Mahoney on your 2FM, sitting in for Mike Maloney again tonight and next week as well. And I hope you're feeling good. And if you're feeling tired, well, stick with us. And if you're up all night, you don't really have much of a choice, I suppose. Well, you can turn this off and read the paper, but please don't. All right, I got a letter during the afternoon from a lady in Mullingar. I've got to read this one. It's very simple. It says, Dear Niels, I refuse to talk to my husband anymore. It's very nice. I refuse to talk to my husband anymore. He's this and he's that and he's the other thing and he's been doing this and he's been doing that and he's been doing the other thing. So I can't really say what he's been doing, but she wanted a song played for him anyway, so I'll play that one for you. It was from the album All I Remember by Mick Hanley. And I thought it was rather appropriate. It's called Cold War. Niels Mahoney here, Nationwide 2FM, number one across the country. Oh, I hope you're feeling good this morning. It's Wednesday morning. Following the case of Jim Baker yesterday, Jim Baker, of course, is the TV evangelist from the USA who was accused of swindling his audience. I guess you could call them that, of millions and millions and millions of dollars. And of doing all sort of things that a TV evangelist really shouldn't be doing. And he got sentenced yesterday to, get this, 45 years in prison. Oh, and he also got fined $500,000. Not that it's going to be much use to him in prison anyway, but 45 years. And another prison sentence for a famous person was Zsa Zsa Gabor. She got her prison sentence yesterday. Of course, Zsa Zsa accused, she denied it, of striking a police officer. Apparently she broke one of her knuckles on it as well, but that wasn't used in evidence. I don't know why. It looks like her nose. Anyway, she was accused of striking a police officer. Zsa Zsa received 72 hours in prison. That's what she's gone down for. And she also has to do 100 or so hours social work, you know, like helping out people and things like that, without any publicity. Now, I really, myself, I have to stand down on this. I don't think that's a good enough sentence for her. All right, I may be cruel, and I may get wrecked for this one, but what I think they should have done to Zsa Zsa to really, really make her learn her lesson once and for all that you don't strike police officers, they should have taken away her makeup. Whenever you're shy. John Waite, missing you. Good morning, this is Niels Mahoney. It's going to be a fairly cool night tonight. No major winds or that. Well, there's going to be a wind around the country at some stage. It's supposed to be a big one, whatever. But nothing spectacular for most of the night. So if you're going to bed or thinking about going to bed in the next short while, you can sleep with the windows open and you won't wake up with icicles or dew all over your duvet or your sheets. I mean, come on. Pretty embarrassing if someone walks in. You're lying in your wet bed. How do you explain that one? Anyway, we had a... God, that's disgusting. We had a track from the Beautiful South's new album earlier on this morning. It's a great new album. It's called Welcome to the Beautiful South. This is the second track we're going to take from it. It's called Old Blackpool.
Aircheckdownloads.com.